Hello.
Hi, this is Ariana returning to Kabe from Customer Support. May I assist you today?
Yes. My name is Anne Marie Marinin.
Yes, ma'am. What's your zip code?
03051.
Yes, ma'am. You said it's Anne Marie. Can you spell the last name for me?
Marinan.
And can you verify the address is on file?
4 Shoal Creek Road, Hudson, New Hampshire.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one second while I verify and pull up your account, okay?
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, I got your account pulled up and you're calling about what charge on your account today?
I'm not even sure what this is, what this account is for.
It's for the Wi-Fi booster, ma'am. You got the Wi-Fi booster cover?
No, I never ordered it. So I would like this taken off and canceled.
Okay, ma'am, it does state that it was shipped to your house. With the location you provided to me, ma'am. Is there anyone in your household who could have ordered a Wi-Fi booster cover?
No, no one ordered this.
Okay, give me one second, ma'am, while I cancel out your account. Yes, ma'am, and I understand it. But are you sure you don't remember paying the shipping and handling price of $574? What they say you want is free gift, ma'am, if you were to pay the shipping and handling?
But I never approved of this. No, I want this completely canceled.
Ma'am, is it correct that you remember the $574 for the shipping and handling on that product? Maybe, ma'am, that it could have said it was free. I'm just trying to verify before I send you over to the department.
That's probably what happened, but I didn't expect to be charged every month for this. I did not approve of that.
Okay, ma'am, give me one second. Are you ready for the cancellation call, ma'am?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
It's going to be C as in call.
Mm-hmm.
262.
262.
472.
472.
258.
258.
And you're more than welcome to repeat that back, ma'am.
Okay. C262-472-258.
Yes, ma'am. Anything else I can? Sorry, ma'am. Go ahead.
Will this charge be taken off of this present bill?
Unfortunately, ma'am, it is a valid and finalized charge, and it is stated in the terms and conditions about this charge. However, about you said the $39.99, I'm sorry, ma'am, there's literally nothing I can do about that. But give me 1 second to try to talk to a supervisor to see what I'm allowed to do, okay?
Well,
since you didn't know
otherwise
about this
I'll
charge.
Be calling.
Yes,
yeah,
ma'am, give me 1 second,
I'll...
okay, to talk to a supervisor, okay?
Okay.
Hello, ma'am. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yes, ma'am. After talking to my supervisor, it is a valid charge. However, I am allowed to give you 50% of your refund of the $39.99, which will be $19.95. That can be in your account within 35 business days, depending on your bank. But we have
Okay.
to follow the rules and regulations stated on the website upon getting this item.
Well, I will be contacting my credit card company to see if they can do something about these charges, because I was not made aware of any of this. So if you would like to tell your supervisor that, maybe she could do more for me.
Ma'am, we have to follow the rules and regulations. Just because you didn't read the terms and conditions, it is stated and given to you guys at the bottom of the very, very bottom of the screen upon purchasing that item. However, I did ask you, do you receive this item, ma'am?
I will be called.
But however, what I, ma'am, I'm trying to see if I can give you a full refund, but you have to work with me, okay?
Because I'm trying to work with you.
Yes, ma'am, because it's legally stated in their terms and conditions about this. So I never
agreed to those terms and conditions.
Ma'am, when you enter your card information online, you was agreeing to whatever terms and conditions any website had when you put it online.
And that's,
ma'am.
And that's a scam. I did not agree.
Yes, ma'am. And I understand
anything.
Yes, ma'am. And I understand it's a scam, ma'am. But if you felt it was a scam, I advise you not to put your card information online if you feel like things are scams. However, I am going to give you the refund for the $39.99. Anything else I can help you with today?
So I'm getting a refund for the $39.99, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm not getting a refund for the $56.95.
I'm sorry, ma'am. You say you want to do what you're doing what now?
You're telling me I will get a refund for the $39.99, but not
yes,
for the $56.95.
I don't see no $56.95, ma'am. You called in today about a $39.99 charge, which I am able to give you a refund on. However, you did tell me that you received the product, ma'am. I was willing to transfer you over to fire department because you first stated that you did not receive the product, and then you did say you remember about receiving the product. You did pay for the product, ma'am, but you called in about the $39.99 charge, so I'm able to give you a full refund on the $39.99 charge. Would you like
okay.
me to get you transferred over?
I actually called the Elevate Shop number, an 855-213-4038 number. Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Yeah, I actually called, I did not call the Advantage Max number. I called the Elevate Shop number. What is that?
Ma'am, I don't know what an Elevate Shop is. I'm so sorry about that. This is customer support. We help over 300 different companies, so I can't really say if that's one of our vendors or not. However, I did notate your account, cancel your account out. When you called and you asked about the $39.99, I canceled your account out and left the $39.99 up. So I'm able to give you a refund on that, ma'am, because you never stated at the beginning of the recorded line about their charge. So I only accessed the account that I'm able to see. I'm not able to see that. So the only thing I see is the $39.99 on. However, I can't get you transferred over to someone that can better assist you. But, ma'am, I am able to give you a refund on $39.99. Is that something
okay.
you want, ma'am?
Yes. just leave it at that. The refund's at $39.99, and I will call this other number about the other charge. Thank you for
ma'am.
Your help.
Give me one second, ma'am. Give me one second, ma'am, so I can process that refund, okay? I had to verify if you wanted it or not.
Oh, I definitely want it.
Okay, ma'am, that refund has been processed. Anything else I can help you with?
Nope. Thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you. You as well. Thank you for calling customer support.